Next week, we'll get more insight into proposed fixes for the troubled Mecklenburg County Health Department. Recommendations will be made to a committee looking into the department's problems. The interim health director has been on the job a little less than 2 weeks. Gibby Harris takes over the department as it struggles to rebuild trust after failing to notify nearly 200 women about their abnormal pap smear results. WFAE's healthcare reporter Alex Olgan spoke with Harris about her new role.
Gibby Harris returned to government work after a few years as a health consultant. Before working in the private sector, she spent more than 2 decades as health director in Wake and Buncombe counties.
I throughout my career, have enjoyed being involved in positions that present challenge and that have lots of opportunity for change and improvement. And I think this particular job defines that. Through some of the consulting work that I've done, I got to know the department a little bit, understand the challenges and the issues, and just felt like the experience and expertise that I've had over the years in public health could benefit this organization.
As she mentioned, Harris's consulting firm, Praxis Partners for Health, was hired by the county to review the department. I'm sure you're aware that some people have brought up concerns of a conflict of interest because you are a partner with Praxis. Does that concern you at all? How do you feel about, that skepticism?
Well, I understand, considering everything that's happened here over the past month, the concern about conflict of interest. And I don't believe that is a concern. I have removed myself from any further assessment work. That is not my role now. My role is as the interim health director. So I have severed that particular part of the work that I was engaged and involved in, and I'm now just focused on the organization. So I guess I don't believe it presents a conflict.
The county is paying Harris's firm $25,000 to evaluate the department. Harris says she didn't know how much offhand has gone to her, but that her partner has taken over the work. That partner will deliver the recommendations for improvement to Harris next week.
It focuses on improvements in the clinic, as well as looking at some organizational structures within the clinic, as well as in the organization as a whole, and just some other things around quality improvement.
I mean, it sounds like you just want those to be public before you start acting on them.
Well, yes, for the most part. I mean, some of those things we're starting to think about how to implement. I'm not sure there's going to be a whole lot of surprises in the recommendations. So there are some things that we're already thinking about how we might implement. But again, you know, the staff hasn't seen them, the board hasn't seen them, and the board will make some suggestions on that, and the county manager will make some decisions on which one of those we actually act on.
Harris did say women should now feel confident they will get pap smear test results from the clinics. That's because the department has implemented a notification system for test results that is overseen by a team of people. She says the system was supposed to have already been in place. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.